This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Good Saturday morning. It is National Football League playoff action today. Matt Harkins, everyone's going to be pumped about this weekend. Some great games. Of course, headlined by the Steelers and Buffalo Bills and what should be a ridiculous globe, snow globe game with wind chill factors going down, winds at 60 miles an hour. But then tonight in Kansas City, it would be better to play that game in Anchorage, Alaska, given the temperature difference there. Kansas City's talking about minus 30 degrees as Miami comes there. So there's a lot of stuff going on today, and we're here talking about it on 93.7 The Fan. All you have to do is call the number, 412-928-9370. You can also hit me up on Twitter. It's at KD Pump. I want to remind you that Twitter is brought to you on this station by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Peters Township. Visit them online at southhillsjeep.com. The Fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And our show is brought to you by the good people of PNC Bank. Make today the day. Number one Cochran, drive in style. Number one Cochran, go one better. 24/7 Expressway is available to you as well. Iron Rock Tap House, you want a great place to watch games this weekend? Iron Rock Tap House is your place to go in Greensburg, right next to the live casino. Shendorovich, Shendorovich and Fishman. Ireland Contracting, home of the nightly sports call. Again, the number 412-928-9370 as we talk about the Steelers and can they buck the odds again and win a playoff game for the first time since 2016. They have what it takes to do it in terms of the physicality, the trench play that they've gotten. And in a game like tomorrow where there's going to be all sorts of snow issues, you would think that would come in handy. But it's also important to remember that Buffalo has Josh Allen, a quarterback who could do so many things with his legs. He has not had the best passing season with 29 touchdowns and 18 interceptions, so there is that. But on the ground, the dude can just run. He almost has 600 yards rushing, 15 touchdowns on the ground. So you could talk about James Cook all you want, but Josh Allen is their main running threat. And if you do have a situation where you're counting on a run game, I think he makes it a very interesting, even match. Because when the Steelers are doing with Harris and Warren has been terrific, their offensive line surge, Broderick Jones comes into the lineup and gives them a huge advantage there, along with Seumalo, who has been terrific. No sacks allowed for Isaac Seumalo in one of the really good offseason signings the Steelers have done in years, I thought. But bottom line is, their defense is going to be playing without T.J. Watt. And that is something that, you know, normally it's not a good sign, of course, because they're 1-10 without him whenever he's not played. However, with the conditions on the field, rushing the passer may not be as easy with slippery conditions. So maybe that offsets itself a little. But even though I believe that T.J. Watt is the best player on this planet defensively, although the some of the people out there who are going to vote on Defensive Player of the Year think otherwise, which we'll get into a little bit later. We'll talk about this game coming up in depth. You'll see it on KDK-TV. Our coverage begins tomorrow at 11:30 a.m. Although tonight we have a special 7:30 p.m. on KDKA. I'll be joined by Max Starks, Charlie Batch. We'll get into it. Rich Walsh, Jerry Dulac, all of this stuff coming up tonight on 7:30 Steeler playoff special. At 11:30, it's the Mike Tomlin Show on KDK-TV. We'll get Mike Tomlin's thoughts going into this game and what the Steelers must do to win at Buffalo. Buffalo is a team that barely got into the playoffs like the Steelers. It's very interesting. Halfway through the season, both of these teams looked like they were either going to be out of the playoffs or barely getting in. Well, both got in. The Steelers did so by winning their final three with Mason Rudolph. And boy, you got to give nothing but credit to Mason Rudolph for coming in and doing what he's done. Last week, he completed a team record 90% of his passes in that 17-10 win. 18 for 20 on the day, including the one beautiful pass to Deontay Johnson, which just split the defense, and then it was off to the races with Johnson going 71 yards. So they have that going for them. Mike Tomlin will remain with that lineup and see what it can do in the snow in Buffalo. So I want to hear what you have to think about that, and what will it take for the Steelers to win this game? Obviously, you can't make mistakes in this, and I think the punting game is going to be ridiculous. I tweeted out some pictures from that 2021 game in Buffalo where the Patriots and the Bills play. It was snowy, but that wasn't a real issue. It was the wind. Kickers couldn't even kick. And I would recommend the Steelers, depending on where they are on the field, not to even try to punt. You know, Presley Harvin's been erratic this year. Punting in general is difficult to do on good days, let alone these kinds of days with winds, you know, howling. It might be better just because you're not going to get much distance on a punt anyway. You may as well go for it on fourth down. Now, I understand if you're inside your own 10-yard line, you're not going to do that. But point is, you got to you know, look at the situation at hand and make prudent decisions. And I think going for it on fourth down, as long as it's manageable, is probably a good thing for them to do. So, the middle of the field is another issue of concern for me. I think Pat Freiermuth should be utilized more in this game for the Steelers. I also think you have guys like Dalton Kincaid and Dawson Knox who are really good tight ends. Kincaid has really been terrific this year. If you look at his numbers, 73 catches, and he's been really good in the middle of the field, averaging 10 yards a pop. So that's something I'm sure Josh Allen will look for. And it's interesting to note that in that 2021 game I referenced where Mac Jones only passed the ball three times, he was 2 of 3 because he just couldn't pass the ball. Josh Allen, they believe his arm is good enough to cut through the wind. They passed the ball in that game 15 times. They weren't afraid to try, but it didn't work necessarily. But he was 10 of 15 in that game, I believe, was the final number. So that's not a bad percentage considering they were talking about 65 to 70 mile an hour winds. All right, we'll talk about that game. Also, want to get your take on some of these other games. Joe Flacco, they got Flacco fever up there in Cleveland. And, you know, rightfully so. The guy has been terrific, doing things that I don't think anyone would have thought. That's a fascinating matchup. It's the first one of the weekend, and it will take place at 4:30 today. Down in Houston, they won a division. These are your two top contenders for Coach of the Year. My preference is DeMeco Ryans just because he was dealing with a team that was just in horrific shape. And here they win a division. I know it's not the best division, but with a rookie quarterback to do what he's been able to do is pretty impressive. I understand why Cleveland and Kevin Stefanski will get a lot of votes too, because he's on his fifth quarterback. Number four was Joe Flacco, and Flacco has put together a wonderful comeback season. I mean, he was sitting on his couch, 13 touchdowns in 5 games. Think about that, almost 1,700 yards. Over and under in this game today for him is 270 yards. I would go over. I think he's going to go over that number. But on the other side of it, you have C.J. Stroud. And for a rookie, you talk about making smart decisions. 23 touchdowns, only 5 interceptions. And that's it. And they got some really good young players there. Nico Collins is a rookie. Had a big year, over 1,200 yards. Dalton Schultz is one of the big tight ends. That is fascinating to see. And then tonight you have the Tyreek Hill Bowl. You got Tyreek Hill and the Dolphins going to Kansas City. So he faces his former team, coming off 1,700-yard season. He missed some time with some injury, was flirting with 2,000 yards. But Miami, my goodness, blew a lead at home to Buffalo last week. And now we're in a situation where they don't have a lot of their key defensive people. It's going to be minus 30 wind chill. It's going to be ridiculously cold. You can really never account for that, about how this game is going to go. But I would imagine that Miami is not only out of its element, but also out of really their best players on defense. I would expect Kansas City to take advantage of that, even though their numbers this year have not been that good. And quite frankly, Patrick Mahomes has had his worst season in his last five offensively this year. They've had a lot of drops. They've had a lot of problems. They don't have a sustained running game. That should be interesting to just see how the weather impacts Kansas City, but I got to believe they're going to win at home, and then we'll likely go on the road. So a lot of fascinating stuff, not to mention I think the best game of the day or the weekend will be tomorrow night. It's the Matthew Stafford Bowl. Stafford for golf and that big trade. Jared Goff was overall number one pick, I believe, in 16. Stafford number one overall pick back in 2008 or 9, whatever year it was, and here they are going against each other. What a game that should be, and the Rams are surging with Puka Nacua and Cooper Kupp and Aaron Donald and others. Really good matchup coming up. I still don't like the fact that this is on Peacock tonight. I think the NFL greed is very much in play here. They took the $110 million to make that possible from NBC. It should be available for everyone. And even though it'll be in the markets of the two teams involved, it won't be shown anywhere else. And I had a friend of mine, Matt Harkin, say, I'm mad about this. I'm going to go to the bar. Okay, well, that I understand why you say that, but at the same time, I would say to you, when you go to the bar, how much are you going to spend on food and drinks at the bar to watch a game? It's going to be north of $50, right?
Yeah, probably, and the NFL's still making their money because you know every bar is going to have to get
right,
Peacock.
I get it, but you can stay at home for what does it cost to get this? Probably 6 or 7 or 10 or I don't know what it is.
The monthly fee's like I don't know. I don't remember.
Well, whatever the case, it's cheaper to stay at home and actually pay for it if you're going to do that. So I would assume just not watching it, and I'll watch the highlights later. And that's that, if that's how they're going to play the game. So anyway, I think they tax people enough. And you make it difficult for people who are ardent fans of the game. You've built it up. You're making billions of dollars. Just put it – no. In my view, no playoff game should be charged for anything. It should be on commercial television, period. 412-928-9370. All right, let's kick it off. We got Rich on the cell who joins us right now. Hey, Rich, what's going on?
I love you. I love your work, man. It's a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you.
And
I appreciate it.
You can do all the X's and O's about the Steelers. That's the first thing that comes to mind, the Steelers. All the parties, all the fun, all the excitement. And it makes your job, I mean, come on. You guys got to have stuff to talk about. And it makes me want to watch all the other games a little bit more. Now, whether we win or not, you know, of course you want them to win. They haven't won for a long time. But still, I mean, the whole week, the anticipation, this is great. Mason should get a legitimate start next year. I mean, a legitimate tryout, if he so desires. I'm not saying that'll happen. I don't know about, you know, Tomlin or all the other things that could happen. Right now, the moment, this is great.
Yeah, you know, hey, Rich, in terms of a try, I don't know what more he has to show. He's played in three must-win games, and he's won them all by being efficient and being able to go down the field, which has opened up the run game. I don't think he has to try out for anything. I think what should happen is that it should be an open competition, legitimate open competition next year at training camp. That's if Mason wants to come back. He may not.
Yeah, that's my point. And I enjoy your guys. I learn a lot from you. I get into a competition with my son because he's a little more prolific with, you know, sports, and him and I talk, and I don't know that much. But we have some fun, and I enjoy. I'm such a pleasure to talk to you. I've enjoyed your work for years.
Thanks, Rich. And, I appreciate that, and hope you have a good weekend watching football. Appreciate the call. Let's go to Phil in Pittsburgh. Phil joins us right now on the hotline. Hey, Phil.
What's up, Bob? You know, I am so hyped up for this game, and get this, Bob. For Christmas, my niece bought me a referee shirt. So if I don't like a call, I can always reverse it. And I want to give a shout out to Adam Qualley. And I also want to give a shout out to Najee Harris. We got this game. We got it. And also, I want to give a shout out to DD, a one who talks to the PM team. We got this game. We got this game.
All right, Phil, I'll remember those words. We got this game. We'll see. The odds makers don't agree with you because right now that spread is still 9.5 points. It's come down slightly because of the weather, but it's still going to be a big assignment to go to Buffalo and win. Although the Bills, you know, the expectations are really heavy for them. And with good reason. They haven't won significant games that they've needed to win. They had one in Kansas City, and they let it slip away. You remember that with 13 seconds left in the game. So if this game is close in the fourth quarter, the expectation pressure should really start to build on Buffalo, because their expectation was at the beginning of the season to win a Super Bowl. They barely got into the playoffs, and they do get the 2 seed, but the expectations are great. The Steelers right now kind of playing with house money, although I would tell you that the same thing holds true for them. Their expectation going into the season was much greater than how it ended up. They need to win a playoff game or two, and they're in a position where they can do it based on how their run game is performing at this point. 412-928-9370. Let's go to Jake in Brentwood. Hello, Jake.
Hey, what's up, Bob? How you doing today?
Good. Thanks for calling.
Hey, no matter what Rudolph does, say he goes on this fairy tale and we win the Super Bowl, he is not signing with Pittsburgh next year. He's going to tell Mike Tomlin and the Steelers organization to kick rocks. They've mistreated that man so poorly. He's going to be Atlanta's quarterback next year.
Well, first of all, you have to ask yourself, if you're him, he's a free agent. He can do what he wants. But I believe they will move on past Mitch Trubisky, which means there'll be an opportunity here. And if he thinks the starting possibility is greater here than in any other place, he would be very smart to stay here and take whatever money is available. And that money should jump from what he's making this year, which is $3 million, to about $8 million or more. However, he will survey the rest of the NFL field and look at what's available. And I don't know how many starting jobs are legitimately on the table, Jake, and that's what he needs to figure out.
Atlanta.
Yeah, but they spent a lot of time, though, and a lot of money on Desmond Ridder. Are you think they're going to just forget about him immediately?
Do you think he has a better chance of starting over Ridder or Pickett? Who do you think he has a better chance? I don't think the Steelers are going to give him a fair chance next year.
Maybe not. Same reason why Atlanta wouldn't give Ridder or him a start there is because you invest in a number one pick. It's not fair at times, but when you're the number one pick of a team, when they give you a lot of money in advance, they want to make sure their investment works, so they give them more opportunity.
I will say, though, Atlanta's going to have a new coach, new quarterback. I feel like that's the spot for him.
Yeah, we'll see. It's going to be a very interesting offseason, Jake. Thanks for the call at 412-928-9370. We have a lot coming up, as I said. We'll talk about the Buffalo weather. We get the latest information, but, it hasn't really changed all that much. A lot of wind and could be a foot to 3 feet of snow in and around Orchard Park. How are they? They're asking for people to go and help them shovel out and $20 an hour plus food. Is that enough? They should give them game tickets if that's the case, Matt.
I feel like they should, too. It's 4 degrees in Kansas City right now. I did just see that on the Weather Channel. So yeah.
Well,
it feels like negative 20, I think, was the current thing.
I don't know. I'm watching golf here from Hawaii. Did you see this? You see all these different temperatures, and then I see what's going on in Hawaii with the Sony Open. They're also playing in Dubai. Listen, if you want a good place to go in cold weather today, and you can watch games and hit golf balls, go to the Turn Clubs, turnclubs.com. They got some really good stuff going on over there, some excellent food to talk about. They have a wine pairing dinner coming up, I know, on February 28th. Winter Leagues. You can get a membership there for $129, and you get 2 hours of bay time every day on TrackMan. They have club fittings going on, TaylorMade, Callaway this month. Check them out at turnclubs.com. So I'm into golf. That's why I like talking about golf. But, hey, we see that this is going to be a weather weekend, no matter where you end up playing, except the indoor games. And I wonder why Buffalo's never gotten an indoor facility. Have you? I mean, to me, it makes sense up there.
Like the home field advantage, although it didn't work out against Cincinnati.
But. No, and listen, Minneapolis is in the same boat, right? Cleveland, not so much. I would say that they get their weather, but it's not as drastic as what you see in Buffalo and Minneapolis. So I'm a little surprised by that. Anyway, we're just getting started. 412-928-9370. I also want to talk about a story that needs to be talked about more, and that is Sidney Crosby. Hart Trophy contender, I would say one of the top contenders based on how he's played at his age for this team, which is still not in a playoff spot at this point as they're halfway through the season. They have a big game in Carolina tonight. We'll talk about Captain Crosby and some of the stuff going on with the Penguins. Also, Caleb DeBoer. Didn't take long for Alabama to find the successor to Nick Saban. So, I'll ask you, Matt, and I'll ask the rest of the people out there. Is it better to be the guy that follows the guy? Or is it better to be the guy who follows the guy who follows the guy? You're nodding your head. But Caleb DeBoer, give him credit. He says, I want this opportunity. He left Washington to get it. He's been successful everywhere he's been. I don't know how much success is necessary in Alabama based on what Saban's done. The expectations may be incredibly high. We'll talk about that and more. 412-928-9370. This is the Bob Pompeiani Show, Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Brought to you in part by PNC Bank. Make today the day. Number one, Cochrane. Ride in style and shop 24/7 with Expressway at Cochrane.com. Celebrating 25 years of being the title sponsor for the number one Cochrane Sports Showdown on tomorrow night after the game, 11:35 KDK. Iron Rock Tap House. Come see what everyone's talking about. You want to watch a great game or two or all weekend? Go to Iron Rock Tap House in Greensburg, right next to the live casino. You will not regret that. All right. Will Kalen DeBoer regret going to Alabama? No, because he's going to be paid $10 million a year. Okay. He's already making a lot of money, but he looked at this as a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Alabama has to pay Washington $12 million in a buyout. But, you know, DeBoer is a winner. Everywhere he's been a winner. Washington has the last 2 years, 25-3. He was at Fresno before that, very successful. Before that, he was at an FBS program. Whatever the case, he is following Nick Saban, whose expectation every year is to win a national championship, and I'm sure that's not going to change. So, Caleb, and we've seen this before, Jimbo Fisher is a perfect example. How much winning is necessary to keep your job when you are winning? You can win, but it may not be good enough. So would you take the job, Matt? At $10 million, I'm sure the answer is yes, as I would too. But the point is, what do they expect out of Kalen DeBoer? You got an SEC that's going to be as competitive as it's ever been with all these new teams coming in.
With that fan base, they're probably expecting status quo. National championships every year in that conversation.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that's a tough, daunting assignment. I give him credit for trying to take it on. Why not? A lot of people wouldn't do that. But the SEC is loaded once again. I think Georgia right now is the team to watch out for just because. Kirby Smart, who is a Nick Saban assistant, turned into one of the best head coaches in the game. Although, again, SEC is going to be extremely challenging. All right, 412-928-9370. Tonight, not many people are giving the Dolphins a chance of winning in Kansas City. In their last 10 games when the temperature has been under 40 degrees, they are 0-10. This is not going to be under 40. This is going to be maybe minus 40. So it's going to be really interesting to see how this one plays out in Kansas City tonight. And I'm telling you, it's dangerous for people to go. And those of you traveling to Buffalo, please be careful. I mean, I don't know if I'd make that trip, given what they're talking about, potential life-threatening conditions, potential driving, and things are going to be shut down. I'm not trying to take your enthusiasm away from this, but I think you also have to be smart about it. And just because the NFL says they're going to play a game doesn't mean you have to risk yourself to go get it. 412-928-9370 is the number. Let's go to Morgan in Morgantown. That's an appropriate place for Morgan. What's up, Morgan?
It's Jordan. Is it still me?
Oh, well, geez. I thought it was Morgan. It made better sense right to be Morgan. For this case, you'll be Morgan, Jorgen. Jordan.
That's fine. That works. Bob, real quick, I hope you didn't see it. Did you happen to catch what happened at the Bulls game last night?
Yes, about Jerry Krause's wife. I think it was terrible.
I feel sick.
Terrible.
One of the worst things I've seen.
We should tell people what it is. Go ahead and explain it, Jordan, so people know what we're talking
about. Well, there was a tribute to the Bulls team, and they were honoring, you know, Tex Winter, Phil Jackson, so on and so forth. They showed Jerry Krause, his wife, since he has passed, his widow, was accepting it, and they booed her, and she was visibly emotionally upset. And it was just heart-wrenching, and I'm embarrassed for that city because – and you've probably seen the documentary, one of the best ever. Jerry Krause, for all he didn't do, he did bring six chips.
Absolutely.
And he did put together a wonderful, wonderful, maybe best team ever together. So just seeing that broke my heart. It was just awful. The other thing real quick, because I know you're talking about football.
Typical
too.
These fans today who go to this stuff and boo, I guess you have a right to boo, but come on, be classy about it. You're right. She's a widow. He did wonderful things in Chicago. He should be remembered for that. And in this case, it was spoiled, and she was obviously affected by it.
Yeah, it was a tough one. But the other thing, Bob, about I think Buffalo has a huge advantage in this game. I don't know if anybody's really mentioned it, but Josh Allen's from Wyoming. This is probably not new to him. Wyoming gets just as much snow as Buffalo does, so he's been playing in this kind of stuff his whole life. So I don't know if that'll have an impact on this game or not, but can't really see it affecting him.
No, plus he's one of – but the one thing I do think is that he has been turnover prone. And, you know, Jordan, 18 interceptions is 18 interceptions. I realize, like, if you look at that Miami game from last week, one of them was like a punt. You know, he was going to the end zone just because it was third down, fourth down, whatever it was. He just threw it. The first one was a miscommunication, large miscommunication. I don't know whose fault that was on, but he has been prone to make a turnover or two. But I'll tell you what, his running in this kind of will be enhanced. He may be their leading rusher tomorrow.
I agree. Well, thanks, Bob. I appreciate it. Enjoy your show, man.
All right. Thanks, Jordan. I appreciate it. Jordan in Morgantown. Let's go to KP in Shadyside. What's up, KP?
Hey, how you doing, Mr. Bob? Always a pleasure.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. Always enjoy your show, whether it's on TV or the radio. Let's cut to the chase. I know you're a busy guy. Kind of wanted to elaborate on tomorrow's game. Yes, I do understand that it may seem like tomorrow's game is, like, insurmountable for the Steelers. But, I mean, you know, Buffalo isn't a perfect team either, and nor are they a team that I really fear. To be honest with you, Josh Allen is a very good runner and a very good passer. But when he runs, sometimes he puts the ball like it's a basket of bread or a bread basket. And then also he throws tons of interceptions and makes, like, the stupidest mistakes. I do think that Josh Allen has the ability to either keep Buffalo in a game or lose a game. And I do understand that we don't have T.J. Watt tomorrow. But our defense this year is a lot more complete than it was last year. You know, I know Herbig and Golden aren't TJ, but we have Binka back, we have KZ, we have JPJ. I mean, we have some guys who can kind of fill the void for Vaught, kind of keep us in the game on the defensive side of things. And as far as the offense goes, Mason hasn't made big mistakes, he hasn't thrown picks, and he's been very, very within his realm. So I think we actually stand a better chance than what most folks think.
Yeah, KP, good points. And I think to your point about outside linebackers, yeah, the addition of Golden as a free agent and Herbig, every time he's out there, he seems to make something happen. He's got a motor not unlike T.J. Watt from the same school. Yeah, he's kind of taking him under his wing. We'll see what he can do in this situation. I'm more concerned with the inside part. I think the Steeler defensive line has got to come up big. Cam Hayward has anchored that. DeMarvin Leal hasn't played in a long time. He's lost his spot inside. Keanu Benton's been good, but they're going to need more people stepping up to stop a run game that, again, will feature Josh Allen. I think it's a very interesting matchup, and I think the weather makes an advantage Steelers from the running point of view. If they can continue to get the push they're getting, you got to win the time of possession, keep the ball away from Josh Allen, and the best way to do that is what they've been doing and running the football, and then take their, you know, their shots down the field in a calculated way when you know there's one-on-one coverage and when you know George Pickens is on somebody. They got some great safeties, though, KP, I'll tell you that. They know how to play down the field. So the line of scrimmage is going to be the dictating force in this game, and I think the Steelers have an advantage there on offense. All right, sir, thanks. Appreciate the call at 412-928-9370. Call right now, air your opinions. The other thing I want to talk about, too, is the Penguins. Get some hockey calls here. What about the Penguins? What about Sidney Crosby? We're watching something. You know, Sidney Crosby just moved ahead of Mike Bossy on the all-time goal-scoring list. Now, think about that. Those of you who aren't old enough to understand Mike Bossy, he played on a line with the New York Islanders, which was centered by Brian Trottier, Clark Gillies. Both Gillies and Bossy passed away too soon. Man, that was an unbelievable line that won four consecutive championships, four Stanley Cups. Bossy was a pure goal scorer. Sidney Crosby, all due respect, is not a pure goal scorer. That sounds weird, knowing that he's 22nd all-time on the list. He does so many other things well. Some of these guys who are pure goal scorers are just that, pure goal scorers. Sidney Crosby is the complete hockey player. Never have we seen it more in front of us than this year. And I'm saying something here after all these years in the league at age 36. He has the goals to back that up. He's an assist man. But more than that, he's a guy who's willing to do things. And the game the other night against Vancouver, they really needed his two goals. He got the one that brought them to within one. He got the game-tying goal by going in front of the net. He takes hits. He caused penalties to be taken against him. They go on the power play as a result. He's the best faceoff man in the NHL. He does everything. If ever there was a time to make a case for a Hart Trophy, and I know it's 41 games and things can change, but Sidney Crosby deserves it based on what he's doing. The Penguins, this is the halfway point of the season and not in the playoff picture. That's why these games against the Metropolitan Division are very important, including tonight at Raleigh against Carolina, a team ahead of them in the standings. The Penguins are 20-15-5, and they've been, you know, surging at 9-3-2 in their last 14, yet they're still not in the playoff situation. That goes to show you how far they were behind and what they have to do in the second half of the season. They have the talent to do it. Their power play needs to get a shot first mentality. And that sounds simple because this is a game of shooting the puck, but they seem to resist that when they have opportunities to do it. So that should be a good game tonight. I'd like to hear what you have to say about Sidney Crosby coming up as well. I don't know who's going to start tonight. Jari was outstanding the other night. Absolutely outstanding. After Nedeljkovic was yanked from that game, giving up three goals, and Jari had to be good because Vancouver is really a good team. Boy, young team, talented team, Rick Tocchet's team, Jim Rutherford put it together with Patrick Alvin. The Penguin connection out there has had an immense impact on the Vancouver Canucks. And with that in mind, let's go to Dan, who joins us on the cell here on the Bob Pompeiani Show. Hey, Dan.
Hey, Bob. Love your shows. Love your takes on everything.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, Crosby, I have to agree. And I've loved him ever since we drafted him. He's an all-around hockey player, right? He plays a 200-foot game. He sees the ice like no one else does. His hand-eye coordination is just unbelievable. Knock pucks out of the air, to redirect pucks the way he does. His assist, his way he's able to throw the puck, tape to tape, two defenders, and find people for the one-timer. It's just unbelievable, and you can't teach that.
No.
I just think it was just a freaking nature, and it's a talent. So we're watching something special. We've been thankful here in Pittsburgh to have Crosby, Malkin, Tang, Fleury, but, especially watching Sidney Crosby. I mean, that's all I have to say.
Yeah, here's the thing I want to ask you, too. This is you look at this situation here with Sidney Crosby, who loves playing with Jake Guentzel, who has this relationship with him that they know each other extremely well on the ice. Guentzel still is unsigned, and I wonder where this is heading. As a fan, Dan, what do you think it's going to take to keep him here? Just because the market we have seen with guys like Nylander in Toronto and others who are making double digits per year, $10 million plus per year, he has every right to command that based on what he's done as a 40-goal annual goal scorer. But do the Penguins have the opportunity to give him that sort of money, given all these high-end contracts? What do you think they do with him?
I don't know, and this is where I don't know hockey with, like, GM and operations, but, you look at the salary cap, look at where they're at with contracts. They have to find a way to pay Jake Guentzel money, just because he's a really good there for, like you said, Sidney Crosby. He's a really good supporter. He can get pucks out of the corner without really, getting gritty with the body. And he can snipe the goalie, right? So he takes a lot of stress off his shoulders. And like you said, they've found a bond there and play together well. You have to keep him here. You have to find a way to do it.
I think that's going to be challenging for Kyle Dubas. I do. Thanks, Dan, for the call.
Previous
appreciate
GMs.
It. Yep. That's the one guy they didn't give a contract to in this offseason. They went to Raquel. They went to Rust. Raquel's coming on a little bit, but he's certainly not living up to it. I thought Ryan Graves is another guy who they gave him $27 million on a long deal, and he's not lived up to it necessarily. He has to get better. Riley Smith is out with an injury. He was really struggling in the goal-scoring department, but he has a long-term injury. Took a check the other night in the Vancouver game. So the Penguins still got a lot of work to do, no question about it, and they got some tough games coming up, starting tonight against Carolina, a team ahead of them in the standings. 412-928-9370, that is the number. You can also hit me up on Twitter, at KDPomp. I want to remind you also that vacations begin here at Pittsburgh Travel Showcase, presented by AAA Travel. January 19th through the 21st at the David Lawrence Convention Center. There's exclusive discounts, convenient one-stop shopping, tickets at PittsburghTravelShowcase.com, where your adventure is waiting for you. We are waiting for more of your calls up until 1 o'clock. It's 412-928-9370. This is the Bob Pompeiani Show, Sports Radio, 93.7 The Fan. Oh, yes, and welcome back, everyone, as we continue until 1 o'clock right here on Sports Radio, 93.7 The Fan. Matt Harkins is behind the glass. Want to hear from you at 412-928-9370. On all of these great games coming up, starting today, a couple of them with the wind chill factor down in Kansas City, it's going to be in the minus 30 range. I just have a feeling that C.J. Stroud and company are going to beat Cleveland. I just do. I know Cleveland's defense is outstanding, but I also know that he's been very, very smart with the football, and I don't expect him to get rattled. I think Flacco will make more mistakes than he will, but Flacco was one of those guys, too, that, He's 5-0 in the wild card round. He's never gone to the playoffs and not won a game in all his years. And he's second all-time in road playoff wins behind only Tom Brady, and he could tie him there with a win today. And who would have thought this story would ever take place? But it is. In the meantime, I want to, you know, I don't understand why people are saying, and it seems to be the outcome that's going to happen, that Myles Garrett will be Defensive Player of the Year over T.J. Watt. And for that matter, over, you know, Micah Parsons, who's a really good player, but the numbers just don't add up. If you're looking at numbers, and typically these awards are all about numbers, T.J. Watt has better numbers in every possible category than Myles Garrett. 19 sacks to 14 sacks. 50 pressures for Watt, 36 for Garrett. 36 quarterback hits for Watt, 30 for Garrett. 12 quarterback hurries for Watt, 6 for Garrett. Tackle for loss, Watt, 19, Garrett, 17. Overall tackles, Watt, 68, Garrett, 42. Interceptions, only one went to T.J. Watt. Forced fumbles, 7 for Watt, 5 for Garrett. And then pass defenses. And this is another one that I think gets lost in the shuffle. T.J. Watt has 3 times the pass defenses, which means he drops back into coverage. How anyone in this metric-dominated world can look at Myles Garrett and say he's the Defensive Player of the Year over T.J. Watt, I'm sorry. You're drinking something that ain't adding up, man. Your brain ain't functioning correctly. It's got to be that. If you're going to tell me that there are other underlying metrics that tell me that Watt doesn't do what Myles Garrett does, sorry. He should be Defensive Player of the Year, and it should not be close. 412-928-9370. Let's go to Greg in Youngstown. Hey, Greg, how are you?
Hey, Bob.
What's up?
Yeah, I agree with you with Watt. I mean, it's like zero respect. I don't get this whole thing. So, I mean, whatever. I mean, they can see what they want. Let me talk about the Steeler game. You know what? If Najee Harris plays like Derrick Henry, and I think he can, where he could dominate a game at running back, and they can lean on him, I think we could beat this team. But he needs to rush for about 130 yards or more this game. You know, he has to pound them and keep pounding them. You know, this is the way we're going to win, but I think the guy can do it.
Well, he's come on of late, last 2 games over 100 yards. And, Greg, they have to make a decision this offseason about picking up his 5th-year option. And this will go a long way in determining that.
Yeah. I mean, they still should pick it up. I still think the guy is one of our better players. I mean, you're not going to find a guy like him who's going to be able to pound the ball like he does. But I'm 10-point dogs. I mean, the media keeps saying how great Tomlin is as a coach. Doesn't the coach mean anything in a game, or does Tomlin, isn't he as good as what they say he is?
Because I think the 10 points, number one, has to do with T.J. Watt not being there, and still Mason Rudolph versus Josh Allen. I think that's where the genesis of this line comes from.
Yeah, and how are the winds tomorrow, like 70, 50 to 70?
The current conditions, and I'm going to give those for you when I do the weather at the end, but I'll tell you the current wind conditions in Buffalo Airport right now are 58 miles an hour winds, I mean.
And this is supposed to carry over into tomorrow?
Oh, it's going to get worse.
So he can't throw the ball, this Josh Allen, then. So no one can throw the ball. So you're going to be playing this game of field position and trying to run down somebody's throat.
And what about kickers? I would imagine they're obsolete in this kind of game. I mean, why would you try a field goal of any distance if that wind is blowing and howling and gusting at 70 miles an hour? You're going to have to play it like a golfer playing the wind in Honolulu, a trade wind coming at you, and you have to, you know, aim far left to get it to be far right.
Well, unfortunately, this game is depending upon the weather, which is pretty sad, but I think we have a chance now with this weather, because you're not going to be able to throw the ball 40 times or even 30 times. So it comes down to who's going to dominate the line of scrimmages. So
you got it, Greg. Thanks for the call, man. Appreciate that. All right, let's go to North for sales. We got Joe joining us here on the hotline. Hey, Joe, welcome. What's up?
Yes, sir. I know you only have so much time, Bob, but, you know, at the beginning of the year, I said that if T.J. Watt were the Defensive Player of the Year, the Steelers had a shot at the Super Bowl, not solely because of him, because I thought some of the other players would progress, and one of them being Pickett, but that didn't happen. You know, it's a shame he's not going to be in this game, but if they could win a couple games and he could get back in there, well, then, you know, we'll see what happens. I mean, think about it. He was named the Defensive Player of the Week in a game where he missed a quarter and a half or whatever it was.
Yeah.
But as far as Wild Card Weekend is concerned, you know, I don't make predictions anymore because I have empty pockets, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
But what I'm getting at is – that these teams, there aren't too many great teams this year. The two best teams are sitting at home watching the game on the couch like the rest of us. That I think all these games are a lot closer than people think, and it wouldn't surprise me if there's two, maybe three upsets. And one of these years, a number seven is going to beat a number two. Why not the Steelers? The weather is going to, you know, really mitigate Buffalo, you know, with the passing, which, you know, everybody's been talking about. Friend of mine, you know, he pointed out sometimes bad weather doesn't help a defense. The offense knows where it wants to go.
Yep.
And, you know, you break a couple tackles and, you know, Harris is off to the races or Pickens. And, what you know, what's the defender going to do?
No, I agree with you, Joe. Thank you for the call. You know, you never know. The offense has an advantage and they know the routes. Defensive players have to respond to that. So it's going to be very interesting to see what happens. And I am going to now give you the weather. And Ken on Bethel Park, hang on. You'll be the first caller when we come back. Today's weather is brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. 2024 starts with great incentives on the Trailblazer, Equinox, and Silverado. SunChevy.com. So today it's going to be windy, a little snow around here, accumulating to about an inch, which is not much. 31 degrees tonight, cloudy, windy. Temperatures are going to start dropping in the 20s pretty much all week with low temperatures down between 5 and 9 degrees. And as far as Buffalo, this is the current wind gusts at the Buffalo Airport. 58 miles an hour gusts. It's consistently 30, 35 miles an hour, and they will increase gusts of 60 to 70 miles an hour throughout the night. Steelers are flying in there today, so that's going to be a rather turbulent flight. I heard texting with Colby Armstrong last night. He said they had a rough ride in a flight into Raleigh last night. So hopefully everybody will get there. And again, if you're traveling there, please be safe and don't make unnecessary risks just to get to a football game. I will tell you that, because it ain't going to be a good scene if you're stuck like someplace out there. Anyway, 412-928-9370. We'll continue. Hour two on the way. Get your calls in. Ken will be first up. 412-928-9370, the number to call. Bob Pompeiani Show rolls on right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.